Good morning.
Bit of echo there.
Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this opportunity that we've had this morning to celebrate 100 years of a particular ministry here in this place. Thank you for the stories, the testimonies, the memories, the things that have changed. Thank you that you are unchanging. And help us now as we look at your word that you would speak to us. And if there's anyone here who does not yet know you, you will draw them close and you will speak in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's lovely to be here. My name is Wayne. I'm a member of this church. I first came to this church back in 1983, so I've been here 36 years now. I visit schools around Slough, Windsor, Maidenhead, and that's where I first met Annie when she was a teacher at Upton Court Grammar School. Though I've been to a number of schools. I don't go to every school, as sometimes people will say to me. But I go to a number of schools, and I see a number of schools represented here. And 20 years ago, at the Guide's 80th, there was a service like this, and I was sharing when Andy was chatting to me about it. And I remember, because I can remember one of the things I talked about. We looked at music through the decades, and there was a particular song at the time. There's a group that some of you have heard of called Take That. I've got one or two fans here. I believe they've just done a concert recently. And they had a huge hit with, entitled Everything Changes But You. Yeah, did they sing that on Friday? They did, yeah. And I played that song. Some of you probably were here 20 years ago. It was either 20 years ago or 25 years or so ago. But Everything Changes With You. And one of the songs that we sang earlier talks about God being unchanging. And on a Friday evening, sometimes I'm here and the back hall is just jumping as 50,000 guides. I've slightly exaggerated that. And then it was lovely having some of them at the LZ7 concert back at St. Joseph's in October. That was wicked, man. Loved it. But this morning I'm going to share something, and hopefully each of you on your seat as you came in got this. You will need this. So if you've not got one, please stick your hand up, and stewards upstairs or downstairs, well, but you're going to need this. It simply says, I am very special to God. And Elizabeth, please come on up. Mentioned this to Elizabeth, because one of the things about celebrating centenaries and is celebrating birthdays. And I believe, Elizabeth, you have a birthday this week?
Yes.
Yeah, on?
Thursday.
16? Yeah. That was 2003. Yeah, that was the year that Arsenal won the FA Cup. It's handy if someone wins has a birthday. Yeah, in fact, Arsenal won not only the FA Cup final, but they also won... But there's more to life than football. But now, because there might be some others, but I believe that of the current guides that you have got the birthday nearest to today. I did check. Apologies if I didn't. But what I've got is a plan. So in here, I've got some celebration chocolates just for you. Now, I have opened them. There is a reason, because I took out all the Snickers. If you're allowed to have Snickers or Bounty, then see, I can pass them on to you. But this is for you to share after the service for any who are allowed to have chocolates, and make sure you've not got no allergies for that. So a round of applause for birthday girl Elizabeth Hankin. And some of you are thinking, where's my chocolate? So I've got something else for each of you, but you need to do a little bit of work. So the guides are 100 years. Well, in the Bible, there is a person who is a little bit older. So we're going to do a little quiz. But you've got until now, until either the beginning of lunch, if you're able to stay for lunch. You're allowed to ask people, like pastors or other people who know. And there's one person in the Bible, I nearly gave his name, and all I need to know is their name. And they're the oldest person in the whole Bible. So if there's only one person, that's going to be easy. They will just get this brilliant Good News Youth edition. So, but anyone can win it. So if you're, say, older than a youth, you can pass it on to someone who's like a teenager. So I just need to know the name of the oldest person in the Bible and how old they were. And it needs, you can't round it off to significant figures or anything like that. The exact age. And then all I need is your name, the name of the person and the age. Let me have it by the start of the church lunch. And if it's one person, they're right, they'll get this. If it's three, then I'll ask Andy to maybe just draw one out. And this could be yours. It's just something that I thought might be helpful on that. Now, we're going to think a little bit about that story from that reading. Luke chapter 15, the parable of the lost sheep. You see, Jesus told many stories. Parable, story mean the same thing. It was his main way of teaching. Now, today, so I was at a school, church meet school recently, and they've got these whiteboards or whatever. You touch it and things move. Now, when I was at school, it was blackboards and chalk. Anyway, so, and I touched it and it moved. I thought, wicked man, it's so good. But Jesus told stories. It was his main way of teaching. And in Luke chapter 15, if you've got a church Bible and you want to use it, it's on page 1048. There are three stories that Jesus told. One about a lost son, that's verses 11 onwards. Then the three verses about a lost coin. But we're going to think a little bit about this story, the parable of the lost sheep and the shepherd. And the shepherd's job simply was to take care of sheep. And in the first couple of verses, it talks about Jesus basically is interested in everyone. And one of the slides that will come up shortly is Jesus is interested in the lost, in the last, and in the least. So as we go through this, so Jesus told them this parable. This is verse number 3. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What does he do? So imagine the scene. The shepherd is looking after the sheep. He's got 100. And he's counting them at the end of the day. He knows all of their names. So he starts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stop. We better move on. We'll go into the 90s. 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Stop. Now, at this point, and he knows all the names, there's one missing, so he's got a choice. Option one is that he can go home, put his feet up, have a cup of tea, and watch Match of the Day. I know there was no TV in Bible time, but yeah. So using your imagination, because the shepherd in this story that Jesus told, he's tired. He's tired. Young man, and he's also hungry. That got more, yeah. So the shepherd has got a choice. Option one is that he can go home because he's tired and he's hungry, or he can go and look for the one that is lost. And in this story that Jesus told, he said that the shepherd cares about the one that is lost. So he goes looking to see if he can find it. And I imagine he probably went and asked one or two people. So he might have done something like this. Oh, excuse me, Andy, you haven't seen. For the purposes of this morning, the lost sheep's called Fluffy. Okay. So, you haven't seen Fluffy, have you?
You called your sheep Fluffy?
I did. For the purposes, yeah, there is a reason. You haven't seen him?
No, no.
That's the right answer. You haven't seen Fluffy, have you?
Sorry,
you haven't seen Fluffy? No, no. Have you seen Fluffy? I was thinking, you know, because remember, he's very tired and he's very hungry. In fact, I can smell some of the food coming from him. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit hungry, but he could just give up and go home, but he's keen. So he's going around just asking some people, have any of them seen Fluffy? No, dear. The reason why it's called Fluffy is this. When you get home, if you've got access to YouTube, type in the lost sheep, and there's a song. It's called, I lost my sheep, I lost my sheep. It's a tune, check it out. And it's about Fluffy. I'm not going to play it this morning, but check that out. So you haven't seen it, no? No, that's the wrong answer. Anyway, so he's thinking, I need to find it, because he's tired, and he's hungry. And he's thinking, you haven't seen, oh dear, have you seen? Oh, no, it's just going, excuse me, you haven't seen Fluffy, you haven't seen Fluffy, no, have you seen Fluffy, no, has anyone seen Fluffy? Dear, he's just thinking, what's going on? Sorry, I think the traffic have just stopped out there now, so that you haven't seen Fluffy. No. Oh, dear. And he's just thinking, what's he going to do? Hello.
Hello.
You haven't seen Fluffy, have you?
I'm afraid not.
No. Yeah, because he's really frustrated because he wants to find the one that's lost, whose name is
Fluffy.
But he's also feeling... He's also feeling... What's he going to do? He's asked a number of people. He's gone out and... They didn't have cars in Bible times, but you're needing to use your imagination. But then he was about to give up. He was going to go home, have a cup of tea, put his feet up, watch, and he thought, no, I'm just going to look one more time to see if there's... Has anyone seen Fluffy? No, he's just going to run out. I'm just trying. And he looks, 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 and he looks. Has anyone... Oh, what? Has anyone seen Fluffy? Has anyone seen Fluffy? But then eventually, he finds Fluffy! Now, you didn't expect me to bring in a real sheep, did you? Because that would have been a problem with Slough Police, etc. He finds Fluffy, and in the Bible, he says he's so pleased, he's so excited, he pops it on his shoulders. And then he calls... Stay, Fluffy. And then he calls his friends and neighbours and says, Wicked Mum, I found the one that's lost. He's partying. I reckon if it was happening today, he'd get his phone. He'd ring up and say, Yo, I found Fluffy. And if it was happening back in the day, then possibly might have listened to something that sounds a little bit like this. Be busting down. Now, I played that particular song because when I was your age, when I was growing up in East London at school, that was the kind of music that I was busting my dance moves to and doing my... Do you want to see me do a backflip this morning?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to do a backflip after three. Ready? One, two, three. Do you want me to do it again? I can't do a backflip. I'll leave that to... Anyway, I'll leave that to Gary Barlow. Is that his name? In fact... The key thing is, but it is exciting, and that was a tune. Now, for those of you, that song is a little bit old, and there are probably more current songs, but that's the one that we use. See, I've got here this morning three envelopes. I've got here a ticket to Take That concert. Would anyone like to go and see Take That? I know a number of you have gone to see them, and apparently they do this song. They did it on Friday, I believe, at the O2. Called Million Love Songs. There is a saxophone solo in that. That is, yeah, man, it is a tune. So I've got a ticket for a Take That concert. I've also got a ticket to the FA Cup final. Would anyone like a ticket to the FA Cup final? Yeah, the Women's Cup final was yesterday. I believe Man City won it, and the other Cup final's coming up. But here's the deal. Because these three envelopes, two of them, they're temporary. They're not very good. They're not real. But this envelope here, this is a ticket to heaven. And this is the one that counts. I'll tell you why, because this one is permanent. This one is eternal. Yeah, to Take That concert, might go on for 2 or 3 hours. The FA Cup final, I was at the Cup final a couple of years ago, loved it, especially when Ramsey scored the winning goal. Sadly, not in it this year. But it's temporary. And the reality is, sadly, today, so much of people, young people and older people, put time, energy, effort into things that are okay, Yeah, it's okay going to an FA Cup final. It's okay going to a Take That concert. It's okay listening to Kool and the Gang. But all of those things are time limited. But the ticket to heaven is real, is eternal. It's for you. It's for me. Now, here's the deal. I can't actually give this to anyone because that's not for me to do. But you can choose it. And the thought I want to leave with you on this Sunday morning, the 5th of May 2019, as we celebrate 100 years of the guides, is this. Do you personally know what Jesus said and what Jesus did? Just behind me, behind the flags, is a cross. You will notice, if you don't, that the cross is empty. Jesus is no longer there. But all of us, however young or however old we are, we need to know Jesus, what he said and what he did. And that promises and a guarantee. One of the songs that was sang last night by the fire was about heaven. I was listening because I didn't know any of the songs, but it was interesting just listening. And I heard heaven and I thought, yeah, Mum. And that's why what I wanted to do is to make sure that you've all got one of these. And what I'd like you to do is to just hold on to this. It should say something like, I am very special to God, or you are very special to God. If you've not got one, there are some left in the entrance area afterwards when you leave, or at coffee. And I'd like each of us to have one and to maybe keep hold of it. Put it somewhere that you might see it, at home, on a mirror, on a pillow, in a Bible. Or if you photograph it and keep it on your phone. And the thing is to remember that you are very special to God. You see, in that story that Jesus told, the shepherd and the sheep are like me. They're like you, where sometimes we get ourselves lost. We make wrong choices. We are badly influenced. There's a lot of what I call beef going on. I'm not talking about the beef that sometimes people eat. I'm talking about the beef that happens in the workplace, in the school. You know, when I think some of you all know, I certainly picked that up in schools just this past week in one or two of the schools. Beef! Beef! Or hassles, argument. In life, there are problems and difficulties, pain, heartache, suffering, redundancy. Sometimes in life, we feel bad. We feel as if no one cares. And we can feel lost. The shepherd is a picture of God, Jesus, who loves, who cares, who searches, who hopes, who believes, who trusts. He's looking, and he's looking for each one of us. And my hope and my prayer is that something as a token like this might be something that we can look at, not just today, but tomorrow, next week, maybe 5 years' time, 10 years' time, 50 years' time, when you come back for the 150th anniversary, some of you, and celebrate here. And you'll just remember, especially in those times when we feel a bit bad, when things are going wrong, that as far as God is concerned, that we're priceless and precious and our value cannot be measured. And the ticket to heaven can be ours if we say yes. Say sorry for the wrong things that we have done. That's what Jesus came to do. God's great rescue mission. To accept, to believe, and then to share. And then the final thing is that I've also got some of these, that there might be someone in your school or somebody at home, or somebody in the workplace. And if it's helpful, there's some out by coffee, some in there, take one. And then maybe tomorrow, or maybe Tuesday, if most people with it being a bank holiday, maybe just pass it on to them. Send them a text, send them an email. And then they might say, what's this all about? And then if you're happy and comfortable, share it. We've just started a theme last week in this church entitled Gossiping the Gospel. I'm very grateful for the people that share Jesus. I was never part of guides. But I was part of coveries. There's a picture. This is a picture 40 years ago. Can we have the picture of me? This was at Pickett's Lock in northwest London. And it just brought back some memories. I think it's still there. And what it was, so 40 years ago, it was a table tennis competition. And I got to the semi-final of a table tennis competition. Ooh. Can I tell you, it was a national competition. So, and the guy that beat me, that was me with my short hair or my hair. Now, that's 40 years, so guides would have been 60, I guess. That's 1979. It's also the year that Arsenal beat Man United in the FA Cup final, when Alan Sunderland scored the winning goal. That brought back some hair. Anyway, the reason for that picture is this. that when I was growing up, and I was part of something called Coveys or Covenanters, it was a kind of non-uniform organisation, and we did activities. We did a lot of sport, table tennis, basketball, football, snooker. And this was, and I was representing North London, which was the region, and this was in a national competition, lost to a guy called Griffiths from Wales. He won it 5 years on the bounce. But anyway, there's more to life than table tennis. But my hope and my prayer is that in 40 years' time, or 40 days' time, and if something like this helps, that we can just remember that you and I, we're special to God. And pass this on. Gossip the gospel. If you know Jesus yourself, share it with others. I'm grateful for the guys that used to talk to me about Jesus when I was the age of most of the younger ones here. It's the most important decision that we can ever make because it's the only decision that has eternal significance. The last slide is a song, and I'm going to read that out as I close and hand back over to Andy. And I hope and pray that these words that you can see that I'm just going to read out, when I heard some children sing this song, I don't know, 20 years or so ago, I think it was at Gold Hill Baptist Church, it really moved me. And again, I assume there's a kind of YouTube clip on, if you've got permission or access, ask a parent or carer, just check out the lyrics, the fluffy song if you want it, but this one. I'm just going to read it out, and then you've got your thing there as a prompt to remember. And think about these words. And think about that it's for you, that you, that's why I wanted everyone here this morning to have a little thing, that you are special to God. I'm special because God has loved me, for he gave the best thing that he had to save me. His own son, Jesus, crucified to take the blame for all the bad things I have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so much. I know I don't deserve anything. Help me feel your love right now, to know deep in my heart that I'm your special friend. Father God, my prayer is this morning that each one of us here, from the youngest through to the oldest, might just know that we are loved by you, that we are forgiven, that we can have that, if it helps, ticket to heaven, which is permanent and eternal. And I pray, Lord, that in those days to come, when maybe life is a bit rough, things are said, things are done, there's beef, that we might know that we are special to you because of what you have done, and that we might respond to you. Help us to remember that in the days, weeks, months, and years ahead. And help those of us who do know you to be able to share that with others in a broken world, in a broken nation. Amen. And if you want to know more about Jesus, then those of you that are regular here at church know we have a prayer ministry group, or you might know someone here, or Andy will be around, I'll be around, someone that you know that can maybe help you on this journey of discovering Jesus. Because without Jesus, we are lost. We are empty. We are unfulfilled. And Jesus wants us to know him, to love him, to follow him, to trust him. If that's for you, then do chat with someone today about that. Amen.